Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brent and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. It is 1:30 back in D.C. We're with you until 2, then we're back at 4 for what is an hour of pre-pregame ahead of a game that may or may not take place. Rain expected in Chicago. That is why we're not at Wrigley Field today. We are indeed at our sister station at the Score here in Chicago. The National League Division Series coverage we're lucky enough to bring you, and it's been a thrill to be in Chicago. It's presented by CDWG, bringing together experts, technologies, and partners like Dell to turn complexity into simplicity. IT orchestration by CDWG, people who get it. Danny, 1:29 p.m., 5 minutes ago, first time today, I got a little bit of that juice, that happiness flowing that baseball was going to be played in the Nats. I felt good about it.
You did? You got the juice?
First time.
You got a juice, huh?
It's been kind of all looking back at yesterday. 1:29, I started to look ahead a little bit.
How about it?
Now, the problem is, I'm not sure if they're going to play tonight. I'm starting to feel like this could be a rainout.
The weather report from the Dopdar news desk doesn't look good.
Can we get the Dopdar news desk, Tommy? If it's available, I'd love to hear the theme as we go to the UMSO news desk. Because Dar has the hourly forecast up. So if we can welcome Brendan in with the forecast, that'd be great.
Well, guys, it looks like rain is definitely in the forecast starting at 4 p.m. It looks like the percentage chance of rain has kind of taken a little bit of a dip. We've gone from 80 to 60. So we're still looking at rain.
Okay, but the game is not going to end before 9. So what is the highest chance of rain before 9? Because they're not going to start this sucker if it's going to be raining.
Well, that's where the bad news comes in. Starting at 5 p.m., going until well after 9 p.m., we've got 90% chance of rain.
So that's not okay.
No, it is not.
It's not okay.
It looks like 100% rainy after 11 p.m.
That's real.
It's going to rain all night and into the morning, basically.
Is 90% bad?
Yes, it is.
It's not good. It's not if you want to play dry baseball. Is there a retractable roof over Wrigley Field?
No, not at this Wrigley Field.
There is not.
I should also note there's also 20-mile-per-hour winds.
Wind.
Not Gus. Wins.
Keep the ball down if you do get to throw Tanner Roark. I don't want any balls leaving the yard, my friend. We just read you the note from Roger Goodell to all 32 NFL teams. He wants players to stand for the national anthem. Did not specify in any way if players would get in trouble who don't.
Right.
What would happen for the teams who don't comply. But the commissioner says he wants to try to rid the game from politics as much as possible, and also made it very well known in this statement to all the players that he wants to work with them, that there is an opportunity to do some good in the communities, but that he wants to separate the anthem from that conversation. Let's go to the phones. Jim wants to react in D.C. on line one. Jim, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, bud?
Great. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense for the league to take this stance, especially when most of the revenue is generated from people actually watching, and the issue with divisive of this, whether it should or shouldn't be divisive, it is. And I hear a lot of talk saying that it's violating their First Amendment rights, and I just don't think that's true. Like, you're free to say whatever you want, but there's also consequence with that. We see it time and time again where people make a stupid social media post and get fired, or Donald Sterling's another great example. He lost his team over something he said. So there's always consequences for your words.
Thanks for the call. You're right about that. I mean, look, a player, by way of the First Amendment, is absolutely allowed to take a knee during the anthem.
Of course.
Your company's also allowed to say, you work for me, I don't want you to do that. Mm-hmm. In other words, if the anthem was played at the beginning of school every single day, which, you know, what we did a Pledge of Allegiance, and I went to a private school, they could say, hey, if you don't actually stand and acknowledge this anthem, we don't want you coming.
Yeah, dress codes are enforced.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are certain things you have to opt in.
I have the right not to do this, and no one's going to arrest me. I'm not going to get in trouble, but they'd say, okay, you can't come to this school. Just like in the NFL. If Roger Goodell and the owners want to say you have to stand, then you can go play in another league. They're able to do that. I don't think it's going to be received very well.
Here's what I will say. One thing, I do like it this way much better than the president approach of saying, calling people SOBs and firing them, whatever. I think it's unacceptable.
Yeah, that was unacceptable.
I also like it better than Jerry Jones saying, if you don't do this, you're going to get benched. By the way, the owner's making personnel decisions in game is going to bench Ezekiel Elliott if he nails whatever.
No, Goodell handled this way better.
But I think this is actually a classy pen stroke. And I said, with the acknowledgement, listen, I understand that there are things that everybody's passionate about here, and they're not going to get fixed this way. We have a responsibility to a customer base that may not agree with everything that you're doing, and our job sort of includes keeping them happy. And I know it's the ugly side of this thing. Everybody should want to get on board with every social issue and all pull the rope in the same direction, but there are opposing views. Whether you like them or not, the acknowledgement here, while being respectful, I actually think Goodell did a nice job with this.
Line 3F from is in D.C. What'd you think of Goodell's letter?
Hello?
Ephraim, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? I'm on air.
Yes.
Hey. I just think that, you know, with Roger Goodell and his email and everything like that, I just find it funny because, you know, Roger Goodell is the type of guy who intervenes in, like, the lives of these sports guys. You know, he goes the extra mile, in my opinion. And the issue is kind of simple. You know, draw attention to national. It's like he did nothing to the original. He did nothing to, like, try to sort out the original issue. And then he's talking about, okay, now since there's a problem, everyone has a problem with everyone kneeling, let's do something about it. Right. It's a weird feeling. It's like,
I think it's a good point, but here's my question. What can do to help you, or I should say to help you better like his sorting out of the original issue? Like, I don't know what he could do to help that.
All right, this is what it is. It's like what John Madden said at his retirement. The NFL, there are good guys and there are bad guys. What the NFL was trying to do, which was dangerous, they were trying to make it to like a good old boy league. Like, hey, you know, everyone's a great guy, which isn't the truth. Just, I know you guys are beef for time. It's just that, just take for example, I remember the guy who was choked out by the police or something like that. The guy who said, I can't breathe or something like that. Just take this into consideration. I think Tom Coughlin wore like a police hat or something during the game. It's like during something like that, it's kind of weird to do something like that. But
if you're talking about the Giants, I appreciate the call. They got a long history of supporting, like, the police department, the fire department goes back to the September 11th game. So I can't speak directly to that. I don't even know if Tom Coughlin was the coach at that point or not. I don't know. I can't speak to what you're talking about.
So if the point is that this is too late from Goodell before it kind of got to this point, I guess I can get down with that. He kind of waited till critical tipping point instead of heading it off at the pass. If that's the point, then maybe I could see something, but I'm not sure where that was going.
I'm not sure how Goodell solves a problem that seems unsolvable by any one person. I mean, this is going to take time and really cultural influence. So if the point is, well, Goodell isn't solving the problem, he's just asking him not to stand, well, that's true.
Yeah, he's not solving problems in elected office. That's not his capacity.
Let's go to Brody in D.C. Brody, you're on Grant and Danny. Goodell sending a letter to 32 teams saying he wants players to stand for the anthem.
I can't speak to what you're talking about. So the point is that
Brody. Good talk, Brody. Okay, that's all for Brody. Thanks for the call. I guess there are a number of different ways that this could be taken. I think ultimately, as I said kind of initially, no matter what side of this quote-unquote thing you're on, you've got talking points in here, and you're either furious or you're pumping your fist with excitement or whatever. You're either going, finally, the commissioner stood up and said something. There's no winner here with this thing. And as I said last year, when Colin Kaepernick started whatever this movement is, I don't care about taking a knee. I don't care about that. That, to me, is the quick moment that's a Facebook-like and thinking that you're an activist. What I do care about is the great work that Colin Kaepernick did in the community. I care about that. And he should be lauded and applauded for that. And it gets lost with everything else. People keep focusing on taking the knee. I care about what Roger Goodell's talking about within the confines of this email, where he's saying, let's continue to laud and applaud and do these great bits of work that so many of our athletes are doing in the community. That's something that Georgia Tallow with the NFLPA wants to always pump up, and rightfully so, because these players do amazing things in our community locally. So many guys have done so much. That's what we should be focusing on, these sort of one-off moments where we get stuck talking about that. And his point is, let's not get stuck here. Let's show the good side of what you guys are doing.
Let's get to a Nationals stock report to wrap up the show next. Who's the arrow trending up on? Who's the arrow trending down on? Is the arrow trending up on anybody who is a regular hitter in this lineup? That's next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.